I'm here with NPR's Alina Selyukh, and we're answering your questions about reopening businesses. And I'm told that our guest that we were trying to get on the line with us earlier is back with us. Will, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Michelle. I'm here.
Hi. Well, good. I'm glad you made it. This is Will Severidge. He owns Betsy and Aya. It's a jewelry store in Portland, Oregon, and you made it, and we're so glad. What's your question for Alina?
Yeah, my question is related to, we design and manufacture jewelry, and then we retail that in a brick-and-mortar store that's connected to our production facility. So my question is, we have some reticence around reopening because we could both shut down our distribution and our production if COVID happens to come into our business. So we have a couple of employees who live with healthcare professionals, and right now we're not allowing them to come into the building for, you know, for safety's sake. So I was just curious if I could get some information about the about any thoughts or that your guests could share with me around that.
Can I just be clear on this? You're not allowing the spouses to come in, or the employees who have spouses who are healthcare workers to come in?
The employees. That's
the
correct.
The employees. Okay. Well,
yeah,
Alina?
So I actually talked to an employment lawyer about this and related questions, and the lawyers told me that this is very risky territory, I'm afraid to say. There are lots of legal concerns about sort of treating people differently, using information about that person's marital situation, their potential medical conditions, or what they do when they're not at work. And especially if we're talking about potentially losing pay or, you know, other ways that people might not get the same working experience or opportunities if they're not on site. The lawyers were saying, you know, the better approach might be is just to make sure that remote work option is an option for everyone, if it's an option, and then have all of the screenings for symptoms and be temperature checks, all the safety measures that perhaps your company's already doing.
Well, Will, that might not be the answer you want, but it's always better to know the truth, I would hope, right?
Yeah, it's helpful, yeah.
All right, well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it.
We're going to squeeze in one more question from Alan in Tulsa, and he has a question about a worst-case scenario.
With corporate America that's still open, when employees die from being infected at work, will the company be responsible?
Alina, do we have any sense of who would be liable in this situation?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is already playing out around the country in various companies. And typically in this situation, we're talking about workers' compensation claims from the family. And the lawyers I spoke with said that there are a few states where governors have now said, you know, if you go back to work and you get sick with COVID-19, they're going to, the legal system is, and the comp claim system is going to assume that you got the disease at work. But elsewhere, it might be quite a big challenge to kind of go through the motions of proving that that person got sick exactly during work hours on the job and not somewhere else.
That's Alina Selyukh. Alina, thanks so much for taking the time to report these questions out thoroughly and give people answers, even if they aren't necessarily the answers they want to hear. Thank you so much.
Sorry, even thank you. Thank you.
Up next, we answer your questions about maintaining friendships while social distancing. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News, and we hope you'll stick around.